Jeffrey Epstein Victims Fund suspends payouts due to liquidity issues. The Aegis Alliance, a compensation fund that was set up for sexual abuse survivors of pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, has been frozen temporarily as a result of liquidity issues, the fund administrator stated on Thursday. The Epstein Victims Compensation Program mentioned it's immediately halting all payouts for a minimum of the following 7 weeks amid uncertainty over whether or not all eligible claims could be paid in full and in a timely manner by Epstein's estate, which has warned of money woes over the last months. Although I sincerely regret having to take this action, I have concluded that it is necessary to protect the interests of eligible claimants who have not yet resolved their claims through the program. Fund Administrator Jordana H. Feldman said in a press release, I remain deeply committed to ensuring that the program continues to operate with transparency and integrity and that all eligible claimants receive the compensation and validation they deserve. The compensation program has already received greater than 150 claims, far exceeding expectations, Thursday's press release said, and has paid out over $500 million. The suspension of payouts is expected to last until someday after March 25 and depends on what number of additional claims are received and authorized before two upcoming deadlines. Individuals looking for compensation from the fund have until Monday to register. Those authorized then have until March 25 to file a claim. The program mentioned it expects that it is going to be in a position to make a better determination about its monetary capabilities after the latter deadline. The program started accepting claims associated with the disgraced financier in late June of 2020, which was rather less than a year after Epstein, then dealing with federal sex trafficking charges, was discovered lifeless in a New York City jail. The official narrative is that Epstein committed suicide, but there is reason to believe he was murdered in order to prevent him from testifying against powerful elites. The suspension of payouts follows reports of cash issues inside the Epstein estate, which is impartial of the Victims' Compensation Fund. In late 2020, the estate reported having roughly $240.8 million in assets, down from almost $446 million reported in September. A big chunk of the estate's funds has gone to attorneys, who've received tens of millions of dollars every 3 months, according to the Miami Herald. Attorneys for the estate stated it has had problems selling all of its assets, including residential properties, personal investments, and planes. Additionally, there have been legal and administrative expenses. Regrettably, the co-executors' efforts to sell these assets have been hampered by the now nearly year-long coronavirus pandemic and its enormous adverse effect on local and global economies. Daniel Weiner, a lawyer for the estate's executors, said to NBC News. See, the motherlode, of Epstein documents the Aegis Alliance obtained. https://www.theaegisalliance.com/2020/07/14/motherlode-of-all-jeffrey-epstein-documents-we-obtain/. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.